JadenFinch.com has been followed by the media ever since they launched a highly controversial video, You Got Beef, by a local neighborhood rapper, which brought much-needed attention to the site. Founders Paul Nugent, web designer, Mark Sims, producer, and local rapper Blackest Ninja try to explain their initial vision, obstacles the site has faced, and projects underway.
You Got Beef, the Vietnamese rapper Chucky Akins, that kind of blew up, mm-hmm. and the news, they found out about that video, and then it started from there, and now we're rolling up, and we're doing interviews and getting coverage, and now we're with you guys.
We have a lot of haters out there that don't really like the site, and they say that we're promoting a lot of violence, which is completely ludicrous because, I mean, we've saved a lot of people in the area. I mean, we have a lot of people that were involved in, say, doing gangs and selling drugs, and now their time is preoccupied with, you know, shooting videos and learning how to edit and writing scripts. So we're changing this area as we know it, and I think that we should be promoting JadenFinch.com because it's a better way to live for a lot of the youth that don't have any other options out there, because we employ everybody, you know?
And it's not just Jane and Finch. It's bigger than Jane and Finch, because there's youths all over the city that are going through the same kind of struggles that youths of Jane and Finch are going through. So this is just like the beginning of a stepping stone, and JadenFinch.com will be like the headquarters. Our slogan is our community is influencing the world.
The underground video, The Real Toronto, came out recently. How has that affected the website?
Toronto's that bad because it did show a certain reality that a lot of people face, and a lot of Torontonians want to neglect, such as the people, like such as politicians and people who have influenced. I mean, this is Toronto that they'd like to sweep under the rug. So, I mean, I think it was good. It was an awakening for like that video to people, to open people's eyes to see the real problems that exist in the city, and that it would hopefully provoke more of the politicians to get out of their chairs and see the real problems and affect the proper change, the necessary changes. So I know you have something to say about that.
Yeah, I mean, I totally agree. That was an eye-opening experience to see that video, and we should be promoting more videos like that, because before that video came out, we never knew there were so many guns out there. Now we know. So, I mean, we should be thanking people for making videos like that, you know? And if we have videos like that, it's because of the way that society is going right now. You know, it's complete turmoil in the area.
The music reflects, at least hip-hop music reflects, what's actually going on in society. And society perpetuates violence and gangsterism from the Cowboys and Indians to Al Capone Untouchable movies. So it just goes on. So hip-hop now, as I said before, it's just the target and just the way that they, the scapegoat. So, and because Jane and Finch now has a lot of people that like certain variety of music, they just want to put everything in one category. So that anything bad happening, they just want to put us all in it. You know, and the website just breaks that stereotype.
How is JadenFinch.com dealing with the gun violence that's going on in the community?
We're trying to make the people that have these guns busy with other things. Instead of shooting people, they'll be shooting images.
And not only are they going to, I mean, aside from the other like typical activities like the community centers, like playing ball, and then they go home and, you know, that's all they gain. With these skills, they're learning life skills that they'll, you know, keep with them forever, and maybe even, you know, they can enter a career in that kind of field, like, you know, video production or music production, and they learn, you know, they get this sense of discipline, and they can apply that into their future life.
Exactly. This video industry is a multi-billion-dollar industry, trillion-dollar industry, and we're teaching these people skills that they can use, they could get themselves into in order to make money in the future. So I think that JadenFinch.com is doing a great thing for the community.
Because now they have this technology, they have the know-how, the equipment, and the capability to express themselves probably and to be heard. So whatever problems they have, they can vent it out in an effective way, in a positive way, in a creative way.
So everything gets on air with JadenFinch.com?
Well, I decide, you know. You know, I have to review the material, but, you know, basically if it's in a positive fashion or if it's some sort of significance, you know, even though we do have some of the controversial videos, but because it's people of color rapping, I feel that's very important to have that on the site, that we need to know that there's brown rappers, yellow rappers, white rappers out there.
there's always two sides to every person and every tale. So there's going to be gangsterism and there's going to be positive music. And instead of trying to just make it look sugar-coated, like everything is nice and dandy, no, we're going to show the truth and we're going to show the harshness, even though it can be harsh at times. And a lot, as Paul said, this is like a therapy. So, and it's better if a child wants to rap about guns than he's outside shooting somebody. And it happens everything in time. He'll look at himself and he'll be like, hey, I don't need to say that. Maybe I can rap about something else. And so this website is more than just something you can go check out videos. This is not, hopefully we'll soon be putting food on people's plate. But what this is doing is saving lives.
Get Rich or Die Trying just came out recently. How do you think our youths are going to be impacted by this film?
The negative thing, it's not about the movie, but it's about the media jumping on it and using it as a scapegoat and pointing it out that it's a purveyor of violence when we have Terminator 1, 2, and 3. And those guys don't get touched. And Saw 2, your favorite movie, yeah, that scared the crap out of Blackest. But, yeah. But, I mean, I think it really does distract the youth that tricking them into thinking that 50 Cent is a negative influence when we have so much more negative influences out there and bigger negative influences and people like they would never criticize a Martin Scorsese movie like Goodfellas or like even Godfather. Like, there are ultra violent scenes there, and I mean 50 Cent is just telling his life story. So
and it was a positive movie if you think about it. I mean, he started off using guns in the starting of the movie. At the end of the movie, he put away the guns and went towards rapping. So it's a positive movie.
And you see in Goodfellas, like the main character, he came from a middle class Italian home, and he was a normal kid, but he picked up a gun, and in the end, it was his demise. So I mean, we're really looking at the message of the movie. You got to compare it, Goodfellas and the 50 Cent movie.
That was Paul, Mark, and the Blackest Ninja. For At Humber, I'm Sabrina Gopal.